So in many ways today's talk is about going deeper, being deeper, and surrendering. It's about surrendering to holy space, sacred ground. Actually, that is the name of the talk today. And it's just not about a special place. So many times when we talk about holy ground, we think that the holy ground has to be some particular place, some particular church, some particular synagogue, some particular place in Europe or Africa or somewhere out there. Well, let me do a spoiler alert. Right where you are is sacred ground. No matter where you are, it's sacred ground. So let me start off with a story. It's a little old story in the Bible. It comes from Exodus 3, chapter 3. We're just going to read the first parts of it. But before I read this, it's about Moses, and it is about the burning bush. And for those of you who don't know that much about Moses, this is Moses is this royalty. This royalty who was picked out of the river by a princess and was raised as royalty. And he was deemed to have it all until he killed a man and he fled for his life. And what he did is that he fled out into a farmland, married a woman, and became a shepherd. And so this is where we find Moses at this point in time. Really, really brief scenario of his life, but of Exodus 3. And it says, Moses was shepherding the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the west end of the wilderness and came to the mountain of God, Horeb. The angel of God appeared to him in flames of fire, blazing out in the middle of the bush. He looked. The bush was blazing away, but it didn't burn up. I should have mentioned that this is from the Message Bible, which is why it says the bush was blazing away. Since the Message Bible is in more contemporary language. So Moses said, "What's going on here? I can't believe this. This is amazing. Why doesn't this bush burn up?" And God saw that he, being Moses, had stopped to look. And God called to him from out of the bush, saying, "Moses, Moses." God said, "Don't come any..." Moses said, "Yes, here I am." And God said, "Don't come any closer. Remove your sandals from your feet. You are standing on holy ground." And then he said, "I am the God of your father, and the God of Abraham, God of Israel, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And that's where I'll end for today. And I find it interesting that we teach and preach that God is beautiful. To behold God is all that we want to do, is what we say verbally. But in reality, I believe we do what Moses just did, was in the face of God, in the face of the allness, we block ourselves away. Because we deem that for some strange reason, we're not worthy of all the greatness to have the word of God, the presence of God, come to us, speak to us directly. But God said, "Do not be afraid." And so I believe, as Martha Graham once said, that where every dancer stands is holy ground. Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was Deb or Jerry. Oh, I was about to say Deb because I wasn't sure it was Deb because Deb would have said every yogi stands on solid ground. So, you know, Stephen Covey said, "Be patient with yourself. Self-growth is tender. It's holy ground. There is a greater investment." And actually, I believe all of those, because in reality, we are always on holy ground, even though at times it seems that some ground is holier than others. It seems like the ground that we are And when I say we are as a temple, as a home, the presence of God sometimes doesn't seem as holy as it should be. But let me tell you this, that no matter what you're going through, how harsh it has been, you still are and still stand on holy ground. So I'd like to show you how metaphysically this passage really denotes that. And when I talk about metaphysics, I'm talking about Fillmorian metaphysics. That's Charles Fillmore, one of the co-founders of the ministry. And Charles would take the language in which it was translated from. And we look at the meaning of the words, and then he would transliterate, and he would also offer up a metaphysical meaning. And it was usually pretty closely attuned to the language. And so using that, I'm going to show and kind of go back into what we're seeing here. So Moses metaphysically means extracting, drawing out. And he gets this because Moses was extracted from a river as a baby. Moses extracted the slaves from Egypt. Moses is that component within you that wants to extract something. Now, at some point in time, it was bad, but at this point in time, Moses is now going to a sacred place, this quiet place. But he's going on the bare end, it reads, he's taking his flock west of the wilderness. So let's take that right now. When you go east, when we talk about being east, and even with Muslims, you face east because that's going within. We teach that's going within. That's the sacred place within. So the complete opposite of within would be, and the way Charles Fillmore says, it is without. And so you're going, he is taking his flock. His flock are the flocks of thoughts, usually negative thoughts, but they're these flocks of thoughts, especially if they're in the wilderness, in the far reach of the wilderness, outside of yourself. He is taking his thoughts outside of himself and moving further and further away to the far reaches of the wilderness, it says. So think of that. How many times have you found yourself in a spot, in a place where maybe you've murdered someone, where you find yourself not where you should be in your life? You had it all and something happened, and now you find yourself shepherding what was deemed one of the lowest things that you could do. Your life has turned around. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's finances. It's something. And your thoughts are reaming these thoughts of low, lack, limitation. And you take these thoughts to the furthest end, the furthest part of separation within yourself. You take them east of the wilderness, and there what do you find? You find the presence of the mountain of God. See, again, all of these things metaphysically, when Charles talks about these things aren't outside of these. These are aspects of all of us, each and every one of us. Moses is within us. The mountain of God is within us. And when he goes to this mountain, he comes upon this bush. Now note, if you read the Bible, it isn't some spectacular, special bush. It's just an ordinary bush like any other bush. Now, I know in Unity we usually talk about how special we are. And we are. But we're beautiful in our ordinariness. Okay, again, I don't think that's a word. In that we are pretty much the same. But what's beautiful that this says is that in this ordinary bush, there lit a flame that didn't consume the bush. This fire is this fire of positivity. The fire of the Holy Spirit coming out of this ordinary bush. And it isn't consuming it. It isn't destroying it. But it's making itself known. Beloveds, this passage is easily just saying that no matter what your situation is, no matter how far outside of yourself you want to separate yourself from God, God is always there. No matter how much you're in lack and limitation, no matter how in pain you are, how in fear you are, The presence and that mountain of God is there. And on that mountain, if you allow your thoughts to be washed away and to be opened up, there you will accept and be able to accept the presence. Then you will truly and fully be the holy ground. Because, beloveds, if everything in the Bible is you, that means that you are the bush. And within you, aflamed within you, is the Holy Spirit calling to you. Calling, saying, extract from me, Moses. Extract from me, Moses. Take from me the good. Release the bad. And know that there is a place where only greatness is happening. No matter what your trials or tribulations are, I am here. No matter what you are going through, I am here. Take off your sandals. Take off your sandals is take off this world. Take off the world how you know it, this relative world of bad and good. Release, let it go, and allow the true presence of God to speak in, through, and as you. So just like Martha Graham said, as you, the true dancer, wherever you are on holy ground. And so there's no reason to hide from God, because, beloveds, we're here to actualize and know that the presence and power of God is always not only around us, but within us, wanting to shine bright, wanting to do well, wanting to maneuver and be all that we can be. Because right where you stand, you are in contact with God, because there are no limits. Only we are the ones who put the walls up. God is already flowing freely through you, as you. So no matter what your situation is, no matter what your ailment is, no matter what your pocketbook says or bank account says, no matter if you're the only one in your bed tonight, no matter what any of these situations are where we go, woe's me, know that you are not alone. Know that you are not the only one, because God, you are not alone. God is with you, as you, guiding you, if only we release and let go of our sandals, of our own understanding of the relative world of right and wrong, and embrace the truth that God's goodness is ever here. Extract from it. God's pleasures are wanting you to grab hold of it. Extract from it. And so that is the simple message for today. The Moses within you wants you to release and let go of anything and everything that you're holding on to that is not of your truth, and grab hold of the greatness that is your inheritance. The greatness that is not only outside of you, but the greatness that is you. So this week's affirmation, let's say this once, and then we're going to go into a visualization real quick. Together, I release negative thoughts and feelings from the sacred space of my soul. Breathe that in. The visualization is, know that there is a part of you that is a special bush. And you can be whatever kind of bush you want to be. And now visualize that within the depths of your soul, within the depths of this bush that you are, is this flame. Let's say this flame is anchored where your heart is. And you don't feel any heat, but you feel a vibration and an aliveness as this awakens within you life and joy. Know that this is the presence of God that is always within you, a flame that is shining bright. Allow it to grow larger within you, span beyond your heart. Allow it to move throughout your entire body. And if your eyes are closed, open them and let's say the affirmation two more times. Thinking as you say this, that the flame is burning the negative thoughts. Together, I release negative thoughts and feelings from the sacred space of my soul. Feel it crackling, moving away. Feeling your body be freed of any heaviness as all that's being burned away. And one last time, I release negative thoughts and feelings from the sacred space of my soul. And so it is. And so I invite you to utilize that that affirmation. Know that we're going to go to the, if you want to read the next verse in the Bible, if that's what we're going to look at, is an extension of that where it tells, where God tells Moses to free his people, free the slaves. And I want you to know that within us we have enslaved ourselves, and all around us there are still people who need to be set free. And so next week we'll talk about how this passage in the Bible is a spiritual passage, not only to aid ourselves, but to aid all. God bless you all.